Good afternoon. You are listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. I tell you what, we're really lucky now to be joined by one of the gems in the crown of the Radio Verulam broadcasting scenario. It is welcome up to Good Morning St Albans own Kerry Cobb. She's also our very own petrol head. Kerry, welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you?
Hey. I'm good, Tony. As always, at the weekend, I'm working, but that enables me to volunteer my time for Radio Verulam during the week. So it's got its pros and its cons.
Hey, this is, as far as I'm concerned, Kerry, you're living the dream. And listen up, people, you've got no excuse not to check out the mighty Kerry Cobb on the wonderful Good Morning St Albans. If you can't in the mornings, check it out in your evenings on Listen Again. One thing for sure, she is a diamond. And right now, she's going to put us in the picture of all things motoring. And you are at the home of British motor sport today, aren't you? Silverstone for the British Touring Cars Championship. Goodness me.
So normally I do two wheels for British Superbikes, but this weekend I'm at Silverstone. Yeah, oh, I love this place. It's the British Touring Car Championship. It's such a brilliant weekend, Tony, because it's not just the touring cars, which if you guys don't know, this is proper car racing. These are BMW 330i's, Honda Civics, Ford Focus RS, proper boys toys, but also there's a real good support race package as well. They've got Porsches, Renault Clios, the F4 British Championship is here this weekend as well, and the Ginetta Juniors as well. These are 14 to 17 year old kids driving around Silverstone. It's brilliant.
So much fun, and as always, it's so rock and roll. But a name from the, you know, I remember him from the Colin McRae era.
Yeah,
Jason
yeah.
Plato, goodness me, getting it done at least in the kind of qualification process for this weekend. Credit
yep.
to him, plenty of experience in that driver. No, not the at the other end of the driving spectrum from those kids you referenced. But
yes,
I tell you
definitely.
What, I'm fascinated to learn, Kerry. Okay, looking into it, the British Touring Car Championship scenario looks to me like Plato's rocked it a little bit this weekend, but BMW on top with Turkington, and then it's Andrew Jordan racing underneath. Not much between them. It's going to be a very exciting kind of end to the season, isn't it? And who's favourite of those two great combatants?
Turkington is still favourite at the moment, but as you say, there's 10 points between them, so it's very, very close. The BMWs are definitely doing well, but you cannot rule out people like Jason Plato. He's been doing this for years. I remember, I've got pictures of me interviewing him years and years ago. He's still going strong. He's got a book out at the moment, How Not to Be a Professional Racing
Brilliant.
Driver. He is a two-time champion here, 97 Touring Car Championship wins under his belt. I mean, you know, this guy is a brilliant racing driver. I'll tell you who's pulled out, though, this weekend was Nicholas Hamilton. Now, he is the half-brother of a more famous Hamilton who will be in F1 at the moment. Nicholas Hamilton's Lewis's half-brother, of course, and he's had to walk away after funding issues. You know, you'd think that Lewis would have helped him out, wouldn't you?
I won't open Pandora's box, but, you know, we'll come on to Mr. Hamilton momentarily of the of the F1 variety. Well, I tell you what, goodness me, I think you're in for a heck of a lot of fun if you are at the home of Formula One Silverstone this weekend for not just the very tensely set touring cars, but a plethora of other racing action. But Kerry, I want to bring you back. I can feel it, Kerry. I can feel it coming through the airwaves. Coming back there, I want to talk to you briefly about your first love of the British Superbikes Championship.
Yes.
Now, this I find fascinating because, again, we talk driving controversy. It looks to me like the Budweiser Ducati team are absolutely the force, with Scott Redding on top of the standings, just two races left. Josh Brooks, same team, just below. Are they going to allow them to scrap it out? Or is there one of those, maybe Scott Redding, who tops it, going to be allowed to sort of cruise to the title?
Now, you know what they say about teammates, don't you? I mean, Max Verstappen's been saying exactly the same thing about Nicholas Hamilton recently. You know, if you've got a great car, or in this case, a great bike, it's between you and your teammate. And that's literally what I think British Superbikes is coming down to this season. Scott Redding, first season in British Superbikes, obviously a champion at MotoGP level, and Josh Brooks, a full, a bit like Jason Plato, been in British Superbikes for a while now, knows his circuit, knows what he's doing. These guys, Tony, are not friends, they're teammates, but it's all a little bit alpha male going on at the moment, and I'm telling you what, they are going to take it to the wire, and honestly, I cannot put my finger on it. Obviously, Scott Redding did really well at Assen in the one non-UK round of the British Superbike Championship, but Josh Brooks, you cannot rule him out. It is going to go to the wire. We've got two rounds left. We've got Donington coming up on the 5th and 6th of October, and then the last round is at Brands Hatch, the 19th and 20th of October, and I'm sure it will go down to the last round, if not the last race.
Kerry Cobb, you set that scene so brilliantly, and I love that. These two alpha male drivers, clad in leather, going at it toe-to-toe, and literally set up right to the end of the season. Tell you what, Kerry, you love this sport. You know it. It really astonishes me, the fearlessness of these guys, the speeds, the dynamism, and just how low to the ground they get.
They say there's a fine line between... what is it, madness and genius? And these guys, I think, push it right to the limit. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And Tony, you know, I've got a motorbike license. I haven't been on my bike for 19 years. I gave it up a little while ago. And there's rumours that I could be back on a bike at Donington.
Hey, watch this space. Watch this space.
I will never, ever get my elbow down as low as these guys do, that's for sure. they really are. I mean, these are top professionals, you know, like all these rounds now. In the old days, you could, you know, Jason Plato says himself in his book, you could go out, you could have a beer, you could get back in the car, you know, but these days they don't do that anymore. They're professional athletes, and they are, you know, it's literally a matter of 0.001 second that's gonna sort the men from the boys, so to speak, or the ladies from the girls. Don't forget, we've got a few girls racing too.
Well, look, it's astonishing and really thrilling, and I tell you what, you paint the scene marvellously. Just really quickly before we let you go, we touched upon Hamilton of the Lewis variety. a wonderful season so far. He tops the F1 rankings, 8 wins, 296 points. Looks like he's got one hand on what would be his 6th title, just one away from Schumacher, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I want to talk to you briefly about your beloved Ferrari on fire. 3 straight wins. Vettel gets his first win since August 2018. You have to go back to 2008 for the last time they bagged 3 in a row. They're on fire. They've got the straight line speed. Could one of the Leclerc-Vettel internal rivals upset the apple cart? Or is it all Hamilton's at the moment?
It's a lot closer this season, isn't it? Definitely, definitely, definitely. And you know, Lewis is 34 now. You know, there's been rumours this summer of him retiring. It makes me laugh because I'm much, much older. But yeah, you know, these young lads are coming through, and he's not keeping them behind him as much as he would want to. So
Leclerc has really proven himself, hasn't he, this season?
He's been incredible. You know, he's a young lad. He's come straight in. He's been absolutely incredible. Reminds me a bit of Max Verstappen. But, you know, I can't see anyone taking it from Lewis as much as I would like to.
It's good for the sport that Ferrari are proving competitive, though, I think.
Yes, and that's what I love, because for a long time, F1 really did become a little bit processional. You know, let's be honest, when I'm standing here watching Touring Car Championships and they're literally going side to side, and the racing is sublime, and in the superbikes as well, F1 did become a weeny bit boring. But you know, if Ferrari are going to step up to the plate, then you know, it might draw the fans back in.
It still remains, though, doesn't it, the kind of preeminent element of the motor world, the F1 scene. And
of
again, for me, as just a fan of sport, always love when British sports stars shine. I do have to give massive admiration to Lewis. And
100%.
As I say, you know, it looks likely it will be number 6. And then the man, the legend, Schumacher has 7, and it's within his sights. I didn't think anybody in my lifetime would come close, to be frank with you.
I totally agree. And look, whatever anyone says, and he's got his fans and he's not got his fans, but Lewis Hamilton is one of the best Formula One drivers we have all ever seen. So we're lucky, and he's British as well, and he's from just up the road in Stevenage in Hertfordshire.
Indeed,
so
he is. Is he controversially almost decried it? I think once upon a time, but like you say, he is Marmite. But for me, I'm a massive fan because you know, you don't get to the top of any elite sport without that focus, that dedication, that commitment to your craft and your art. And also, ultimately, you know, to just be so close to one of the all-time greats and becoming maybe the most successful championship earner in F1 history. When all the dust is settled and all the razzmatazz goes away, those facts speak volumes, don't they?
Yes, they do. Whatever people say about him, he is an absolute brilliant driver. And we've seen a little bit more to his personality and his character a bit more this season as well, haven't we? A bit of laughing and joking and, you know, he seems to be a little bit more relaxed, dare I say it. But, you know, we're talking about, again, these millionths of a second difference. But did you know, Tony, Toro Rosso are thinking of changing their name next season?
Haven't heard that. What's the rumour?
I thought you might want a little bit of gossip. So Toro Rosso are going to become Alfa Tauri next year.
Interesting.
Season. Yeah.
Hey, you've heard it here first on a Verum Sports exclusive through the mighty Kerry Cobb. Liking that. Where's that come from? Where's your source?
I can't possibly comment.
Have a look on Twitter. Hey, perfect. I'm all over that. Kerry Cobb, what can I say? You have been a diamond as always. Make sure you engage with Kerry Cobb for her wonderful, wonderful, always entertaining Good Morning St. Albans show every weekday, 6 through 9. You can't fail to enjoy it. If you can't make it, tune in, check it out on Listen Again, because tell you what, an absolute superstar.
And listen, can I give a quick shout out to the British Touring Car Championship?
Please take this moment.
If you do want to come, there are tickets available on the day. It really is a brilliant day out. If you come tomorrow, you'll see 3 Touring Car Championship races plus all the support races. It's only £40 for adults, and under 15s go free, which I think for a day out is absolutely brilliant value. And a big nod, of course, to the British Superbikes as well. Donington and Brands, if you get to either of those, it's a fabulous day out for all the family. It really is.
Do you know what? You've really set that scene. I tell you, you just cannot lose. Don't go into either or all of the above. Kerry, from me to you now, for your time, I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your touring car weekend, and I wish you every continued joy and success.
Thank you, Tony. Loving your show as always. You do a grand job.
I salute you, my dear. Thank you very much.